Welcome to The Listening Project. I'm Jordan Smearman. Today's story is from Kathy Ann Garavaglia, a resident of Benton. This interview with Kathy Ann was recorded in late March of this year at the Southern Illinois Wellness Expo, which was held at John A. Logan College. She begins the interview talking about the importance of taking care of your body in your younger years. And during this visit, she also discusses how we shouldn't leave all of the work to only our physicians.
Yes. In summation, let's say for somebody that couldn't make it this year, what would you like to say to encourage someone, don't miss it next year?
Well, one thing I'd like to say, I'm just a couple of weeks away from 68, and don't wait until your older years in life to start taking care of your health. I've not done a bad job in my younger years, but every year, the more I learn about taking care of my health, and that's here. You get all of that information here, not only about your, nutrition and physical activity and those kinds of things, but some of the things that are going on in the culture. That's very, very important. Now, I used to cover the Second Judicial Circuit in family violence, and I was quite well aware of all the drug use during that period of time, but I just went through the program with Gateway, the teenage room where you walk through and you identify things. Listen, things change so rapidly, and I learned some new means that the kids are using to get high and such, so it's I think every year they will have something new there.
And you're saving lives. In fact, mentioning the room, one person I interviewed earlier said it's amazing what things could be in your teenager's room.
Absolutely.
Hiding in plain sight could be bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I went, I had to go through the whole thing with my kids. Now my concern is with my grandchildren and making sure that they stay safe in a world that has so many obstacles.
Yep. And don't you feel pretty good about, gathering information, not just leaving your health up to the doctor? And we have many, many really good doctors, but they're extremely busy. So I guess one person told me, why leave all the work to your doctor when it comes to your health?
You're your own primary physician. Absolutely. You can't leave it up to the doctor. You have to have some basic knowledge of how your body works and what you need to do. I adopted the philosophy several years ago that food was like medicine, and that's how I eat. Is everything I put in my mouth, it's like, what is this contributing to my health? And so that's how I, adopted a way of eating many, many years ago. And that came through knowledge, It came through programs such as this that gives you the knowledge that you can take home and actually apply for your own health care.
That was Kathy Ann Garavaglia, recorded at this spring's Southern Illinois Wellness Expo, held in March at John A. Logan College. WSIU's Listening Project chronicles the history of this region we call home by connecting people with place through the stories they tell. You can hear more stories from the Listening Project on our webpage, wsiunews.org. I'm Jordan Smearman.